Cuomo and the legislature approved in the state budget a multi-step plan to increase the minimum wage to $15 in New York City and its suburbs and $12.50 in the next 5 years for the rest of the state. But more than 6 months before lawmakers acted, Cuomo convened a wage board. It enacted a different schedule for fast food workers. All minimum wage employees in that industry would be paid $15 an hour by 2021. Cuomo announced the wage board's decisions last September with Vice President Joe Biden.
150,000 fast food workers will see their wages rise to $15 an hour.
Cuomo, speaking after the budget was agreed upon March 31, conceded that there will likely be a discrepancy between the pay of fast food workers and the others for a time. But he was vague about how it might be resolved.
It depends on the region, where they coincide, and if they have to be justified, depending on the phase and period, we would do that.
Because of the two different minimum wages for fast food workers and the rest of workers, an employee at McDonald's or Burger King could make $100 more a week than a home health care worker or grocery store cashier. Ron Deutsch is with Fiscal Policy Institute, a union-backed think tank that supports the minimum wage increase. Deutsch says the potential of two different pay scales, one for fast food workers and another for the rest of minimum wage employees, will cause an economic imbalance.
It does set up a situation, unfortunately, where people are going to make choices on their own economic interests. And whether you say, you know, should I work as a home health aide or a child care worker, or for $12.50, or should I go to McDonald's and make $15 an hour? So we think that that has the potential to pull people from certain industries towards the fast food industry, and we think that would be unfortunate.
He says his group supports having a matching increase for all minimum wage workers.
Everybody should be on the same phase-in schedule, for at least for upstate New York, rather than having this kind of bifurcated schedule where people in fast food are making more than everybody else in the community. We don't think that that's a smart move. We think that the legislature should have phased in everybody at the same time.
The governor and the legislature did insert a break into the minimum wage schedule after 5 years to determine whether the economy can support the phased-in minimum wage increase. It's conceivable that Cuomo, if he still is governor by then, could determine that the other upstate workers should also receive $15 an hour, just like their fast food counterparts. And the governor's labor commissioner, also in the new law, has the power to revisit the decisions of any past wage board and can make adjustments. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.